This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. I guess I'll explain how I got so bad. I really didn't intend for this to happen, but it just kind of did. And honestly, I have no one to blame but myself. And that's why I'll start at the beginning. So I didn't date much before being a single mom of two kids. It just didn't seem to have a place in my life until I met my current boyfriend. He was exciting and fun and helped me find myself again. Because, you know, whenever you become a mother, it's just so easy to lose yourself and like who you are. I had definitely forgotten what it was like to tap into myself, my desires, my sexuality, what I liked and needed. And he made me feel so sexy. I mean, gosh, it had been years since I felt sexy. And so much so that he suggested I go online and sell my used panties. And it seemed so weird at first. I thought, who would want to pay for my dirty panties? But I was quickly proven wrong. I was sending my used panties several times a week in the mail to strangers on the internet. And my boyfriend, he seemed to enjoy watching it all unfold. He especially liked taking pictures of me in the panties to pair with the actual panties. And all of this made me feel really sexy, and it was a lot of fun. I started realizing that some of the panty perverts online, they liked the fact that I was a mother, which was pretty surprising to me because I had this assumption that I was less than or something like since I was a mother. But one particular pervert, he really pushed my boundaries whenever he learned I was a mother, and especially a mother to a daughter. He offered me a lot of money if I would send mother and daughter panties like together. And I was so taken aback at first. But the money, it was definitely tempting. I informed him that my daughter was only 9 years old, and that seemed to interest him even more, which even made him sweeten the deal by offering even more money. And like, I consider myself a good mom. Like, my children were happy and free of any real trauma during their childhood. So the fact that I agreed to doing this, it even surprised me. But I figured, like, what's the harm? It's not like this man would come and hurt my daughter or anything. It was just her panties. I could buy more, right? So my boyfriend was actually quite shocked that I agreed to doing it. Now, he did think it was hot too, but he did reject the offer to take her pictures. I was going to let him, but I figured that was fine because I was definitely going to do it regardless. And honestly, I was pretty turned on thinking about my daughter being totally clueless that this pervert was going to be jerking off to her panties and picture. It was something about her not knowing the truth that really got me going. But I sold many, many pairs of her panties. Some of the guys coming back for more and more. I was so busy. And of course, loving every moment of it. But I craved doing more. Don't worry, I wasn't craving to sell my daughter's body or anything like that. I just wanted to do more secret things she didn't know about. I had the idea of putting one of those nanny cams in her bathroom, and I captured so much footage of her peeing and taking a shower. And oh my God, the online perverts I had collected, they went crazy for the footage. I guess they started telling their perv friends, like online or something, because I had messages and emails like never before. And I was so fucking turned on spreading these videos to perverts without her knowing. I just loved the fact that she had no clue. No clue that perverts were beating their meat to her doing such personal, private things. She would absolutely die. And that's what I loved about it. It wasn't about the perverted element to it. I mean, sure, it was hot, but it was like I found this mentally sadistic side of me that was so turned on by the idea of pimping my daughter out and her having no clue. I thought about the number of times perverted loads were pumped out because of her and how grossed out she would be by that. Especially when she was old enough to really know how humiliating this was. And I would fucking come so hard thinking about her reaction. And I know this sounds absolutely evil and fucked up, but I had unlocked something inside of me that needed out. And I was starting to lose any sense of morality and gave zero shits about it. I started thinking of more ways to secretly screw over my daughter and also introduce my son into my fucked up mental games. I did the same secret filming with my son, but for him, I installed spyware on his laptop so I could capture any time he jerked off to porn. And he was 14 years old, so I knew he had to be definitely jerking off a lot. Sure enough, he was. And I started off with selling these videos to online faggot perverts. And that went well, but I craved to have the videos sent out to like masses of people. So I found a corner of the web that I guess was considered the dark web or whatever, and streamed him there. I would masturbate to the comments and number of views, always daydreaming and hoping he would find out about his jerk-off sessions being streamed to pedophiles online. And after a few weeks went by, I started getting annoyed he hadn't discovered the videos. Like, I wanted him to know they were out there. So what I did is I snuck, like, on his phone, and I wrote down the phone numbers and Snapchat usernames of his friends. Then I bought a burner phone and sent an embarrassing video of him jerking off and coming like a dummy to all his friends, and I told them to spread it around the school. So the next day, my son came home from school, red-faced and crying, confused how videos of him masturbating got out. And of course, I consoled him like the good mother I was and told him that he was probably the victim of some online pedophile hacker. But inside, I was wet as fuck, throbbing at his pathetic crying and embarrassment. I throbbed even harder when he said his girlfriend broke up with him. And I even came so many times to him admitting to me, like, he was crying, saying that all these kids were saying he had a little boy weenie. Oh my God. I came so many times to that. But I had come alive. I was so mentally turned on at secretly bullying my kids and exposing them online. I told my boyfriend about what I had been doing because I wanted to, like, have someone there with me. And he didn't act. He didn't act appeased at all. In fact, he scolded me and threatened to break up with me because I was evil. But I really didn't care. He begged me to stop and said I was out of control. But I ignored his advice. There was no stopping me. And besides, I had so many online perverts that encouraged me and sent me even deeper. Like, I had found this one guy that was tremendously sadistic. He brought out the real me for sure. He would give me, like, challenges, and I would attempt them and send him the results, and we would masturbate together watching the pictures and video proofs. Like, one day, he dared me to spread something slick on the kitchen floor. So I spread vegetable oil all over the kitchen floor and set up one of my nanny cams to capture my dumb little kids falling. My daughter, she was the ultimate victim on this one. She was skipping through the house, finally got to the kitchen, and boom, fell right on her little bum and actually broke her wrist. Later that night, in the hospital bathroom, I sent my sadistic partner in crime the video of her falling, along with the pictures of her in the hospital bed. And I came, like, 7 times while on the phone with him, talking about the whole instance. And I'm sure you're thinking right now, like, what the hell is wrong with you? You're getting off to your daughter receiving physical harm because of you? I mean, yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing, but it was more than that. It was having the power and cleverness to create such painful results, consoling my dumb little daughter in the hospital and her not knowing it was me who ultimately created the pain. I was officially a sadist. I was getting off on others' pain, especially my children's own pain. And I didn't just do physical pain type things. Just so you don't think I'm, like, completely evil and abusive, I did other evil things to fuck with my kids. Like, during homework time, if they asked for help, I would tell them they are doing it all wrong and give them the wrong answers. My son started failing 8th grade, and I was so fucking turned on by that because it was because of me. I would go into my son's PlayStation while he was at school, and sometimes I would reprogram all his favorite games to where the controller buttons did the wrong things and listen at his door, at his closed door, and hear his frustration and rub my cunt to his annoyance. And then one weekend, I told my daughter to look after my debit card and gave her some stupid reason why. But at the end of the weekend, I asked for it back and she couldn't find it. Of course, I had secretly stolen it back, but she came to me all scared and pathetic, saying she misplaced it. And I yelled at her, telling her that if we ended up living on the streets homeless, it was her fault for losing that card. And I came really, really hard that night. I started taking my daughter's favorite pants and shorts and sewed them smaller, like at the waistband. Eventually, she came to me to say her clothes were fitting too tight, and I scolded her and told her that she needed to go on a diet and stop eating so much because 9-year-old girls shouldn't be gaining weight so fast. And oh my God, every time I saw her skip dinner, I was throbbing with arousal. I still kept them very much streamed and posted online to online creeps. One night, I was gooned so much. I was so gooned out posting and watching the comments that I posted our address, our actual physical address, hoping one of those perverts would come snatch them up and rape them so I could get off on their traumatic reactions. My son, he started bringing this one friend over to our house like a lot, almost every day, to play video games. And so one night, I came into his room after his friend left, and I had a talk with my son, explaining that it was okay if he was gay. Whenever he reacted in such a negative way, I just kept telling him, like I said this, I said, "Oh, sweetie, it's okay. I read an article that when a boy your age brings over a friend repeatedly, that's the first sign that he's gay. I mean, he is a handsome boy, so good for you. Does he ask to come over a lot?" "Yeah?" "Oh, yeah, your friend wants you." Oh, and one time I rubbed poison ivy all over my daughter's toilet seat, and she came to me with a bad rash on her bum, and I scolded her and told her it looked like STDs and that she better not be sleeping around like a slut at her age. And I also told her that she was contagious, so she better be careful at school not to spread her filthy disease. I have gotten off so hard mind-fucking my kids. Like, I can't explain how sexually fulfilled I am now. And I'm not even having sex. I'm just rubbing myself to my kids' pain and mental torture. I mean, they're so fucking dumb and pathetic and too easy to manipulate. But that's what makes it so hot. Knowing that I can hurt them physically, mentally, and psychologically, and they have no clue. Like the dumb little fucks they are, they still love me and think I'm a great mom, and little do they know that I pimp them out online to perverts, fuck with their minds so deeply that it'll carry into their adulthood and do things that make them hurt themselves, all for their mommy's evil sexual pleasure. My children's pain and helplessness makes me come so hard, and I will never stop fucking their minds deep and hard. I'm a sadistic, evil mommy that gets off on abusing my kids. And who knows what's next? My sadistic hunger and cravings are strong, and I've got quite the pedophile following that will encourage me to be more and more evil. Maybe eventually they'll find themselves with a new daddy, one that's a perfect fit for their mommy's secret sadism and equally evil and sadistic. And one day, I might just tell them that this is what they deserve for being born. And every time I see their dumb faces, I'm reminded of how much I hate their father and how I wish they were never born. And then I'll go in my room and rub my filthy cunt to the looks on their faces and to just giving such mental abuse to my kids. So that's my confession. I'm an evil, sadistic mommy. A secret one. But I don't know, sometimes I get a craving to reveal myself to them just so I can get off on it.